Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Stolen Sword by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. A Ghost Story. 6-year-old Benny Alden stood outside his house in Greenfield, watching the moon rise. An owl hooted. Oak and maple trees rustled in the wind, and a few raindrops sprinkled Benny on the nose. Benny shivered. In the moonlight, his front yard looked so spooky, he was almost sure he could see a ghost. And Benny definitely believed in ghosts. It was early November, just a few days after Halloween. The leaves on the trees were yellow and brown, and many of the branches were almost bare. In the mornings, frost lay on the ground. The perfect season for ghosts, Benny thought.
Benny, dinner's ready,
called a familiar voice. It was Benny's 10-year-old sister, Violet.
Coming,
Benny called back. He took one more look at the moon before he raced inside.
I'm starving,
Benny announced to his family, who were already beginning to seat themselves at the long dining room table. You're always hungry, Benny, Henry reminded him with a smile. Henry was Benny's 14-year-old brother, and he could never resist teasing Benny a little. Tonight, Mrs. McGregor, the Alden's housekeeper, had made one of Benny's favorite meals, spaghetti and meatballs, and her special homemade brownies for dessert. Benny quickly slid into his seat next to his sister, Jessie.
How many meatballs, Benny?